I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
Good morning and welcome to Eco Talk. Well, the title of today's jam-packed show could be dubbed Don't Be Fueled. That, of course, is one of my favorite expressions for a lot of reasons. But many of the stories that broke this past week have to do with gas, oil, cars, and in this case, electric vehicles and what's being done to them in Southern California. We'll tell you about a vigil that is entering its fourth week about the destruction of EV1, GM's groundbreaking electric vehicle. We'll find out more about that, not only from the people who are heading up that vigil, but also from GM. And we'll also look at the Clean Air Act debate getting underway and some quick action on it this week. All, of course, are relevant to your life, but perhaps especially so for our first segment. It could be called Mileage Matters, because of course, it does more and more so with the price of gas and with all of our dependence on oil causing so many problems, and not to mention the environmental aspects, but also national security and economic consequences. Well, last week, the AAA did something I'm very proud of. It announced its support of something called the Fuel Efficiency Truth in Advertising Act of 2005. Since we here at EcoTalk like to pride ourselves on taking our heads out of the sand one show at a time, we like to get to the truth of the matter. And AAA is trying to do that and to tell us how, we're going to check in with Chris Plauschen. He is the National Manager of Regulatory Affairs for AAA to discuss their new finding regarding the EPA's discrepancies with gas mileage. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Well, first of all, it's surprising to hear that this whole system goes back about 30 years, so no wonder there's some discrepancy. A lot of things have changed in the last three decades. First of all, tell us why AAA decided to look at this and act on this now.
Well, one of the things that we do for our members is try to make them smarter automotive consumers. And by doing that, we test vehicles under a wide range of factors, primarily for safety, but handling, performance, price, comfort, and fuel economy. And what we're finding with today's world of high gasoline costs is that many of our members want to shop green. And in order to do that, we try to provide them with the best fuel mileage estimates we can. And what we found was in our ratings, when we look at the EPA's estimates, the two that you'll see on the window sticker of the car, city and highway, that when we test cars, that in many occasions we fall short of even the lower EPA city estimates, and that's caused sort of a different kind of sticker shock for consumers.
Now, we all know that. We've all experienced it. Even in my two, Toyota Prius, my two hybrid cars, it gets less than it's advertised. I don't get 53 miles per gallon. Maybe I don't quite drive it the way some fanatics do, but it's more like, 43 to 45, sometimes less, depending on, where I'm driving and what I have in the trunk. But why is it so often? Why haven't more people complained until now? Is it that it just took the price of gas to go this high for consumers to start complaining, or have they been all along and it's just been ignored? Is there a conspiracy? Is the EPA in cahoots with the car industry? Because obviously people want to buy a car that, gets better mileage, at least, recently. But some people have always been concerned with that. And if they think they're getting one thing and they're getting another, and it's so noticeable, it's just strange to me that it's taken this long to really become a front page issue.
I think part of the issue and where this has gotten traction is because the price of gasoline has been so high and so erratic. And is again climbing as we talk.
That's right.
With that in mind, that's something that takes hold and gets people's attention. But the problem really goes back 30 years. These tests, the EPA does tests to get their estimates for city and highway, and these tests are woefully outdated. 30 years ago, the cars we drove were different. The conditions in which we drive them are different. The way we drove them are different. And the tests are designed for, I guess you could call them old school. The highway tests, they're run on optimal conditions on a belt at lower speeds. I think the average speed test is between 48 and 55 miles an hour. And now, today, if you drove 48 to 55 miles an hour, you'd get better gas mileage, but nobody drives that way now. Speed limits have increased dramatically in the last 30 years, some as high as 70, 75 miles an hour. So that's outdated. And even in the city tests, statistics show that we actually drive shorter trips than the EPA estimates. And when you drive shorter trips, your car doesn't have the chance to warm up as much, and you're not going to get as good gas mileage. And even the very definition of what might be urban driving, I think, has changed over 30 years when you look at the way our cities have grown and that you have edge cities and more growth in the suburbs. So urban driving might be in the eye of the beholder.
I'm going to ask you for some examples of the discrepancies in just a moment.
Sure.
But, you know, that expression, your mileage may vary, which we hear on so many car commercials, and you may see that on the sticker of the new car you're about to purchase, but it really should say your mileage will vary, in fact,
will
a lot.
Vary. And we have found that is the case. Now, not all are bad. And when I say that we test these cars, by no means does AAA say that our tests are standard or scientific. But what we do is a combination of city driving, stop-and-go driving, highway driving. We put stuff in the back, in the trunk. We try to simulate what we think a normal driver in today's world likely faces, and try to get them a number that may be more meaningful. And in some cases, the results we found were a little bit startling.
And does the varying mileage vary from company to company? Do you see any trends? Is it, you know, one thing for some of the U.S. car companies versus foreign, or is it across the board off?
I think we found a sampling across the board, both foreign and domestic. If you look at, I think we tested about 200 cars last year, and you'll find that in some of the more popular, like Corolla, the lower city estimate is 32 as compared to 40 for highway. We got 28.9, and that's still pretty good, but it's not what you think you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Nissan Altima, which is one of the most popular brands, is 23 city, 29 highway, and we got 22. And Dodge Neon, which is one of the better sellers, 27 highway, 33. 27 city, 33 highway, and we only got 24.
Now, mileage matters in terms of wallet impact, and that's, like you said, why most people are paying attention. But, of course, there's an environmental impact as well. Talk about that for a moment.
Absolutely. Obviously, in one of the ways that this is getting traction is that this is a wallet issue. But this is an environmental issue because a lot of people want to get more out of a gallon of gasoline. We're paying in excess of $2 in many areas of the country, and more, like I said, consumers want to shop green, and many products, and automobiles are one of them. And you should be armed with the best information for you when you go to research a car. If this is the most important thing to you, you should have accurate information. It's very simple.
We're talking about the Fuel Efficiency Truth in Advertising Act of 2005 that AAA has put forward to Congress, I guess. What happens to it next?
Well, the bill has been introduced. Congresswoman Nancy Johnson, a Republican of Connecticut, and Congressman Rush Holt, a Democrat of New Jersey, have introduced this bill. It's a bipartisan bill, which is something that we talk about a lot, but we don't see too often. And it has some 30 other members of Congress who have supported it in its opening stages. And it's gotten a good deal of attention, I think, because of the times that we're in and what it would do. And it's very simple. All this bill wants to do is update the tests that the federal government uses to provide you with these estimates. They want the cars to drive a little faster in the tests. They want the test cycle ratios, the mileage ratios, to be more in tune with reality. And they want to do things like, you know, put the air conditioning on like a normal person would. So these are the things that they're going to lower your mileage, but you're going to get the right information.
Seems like a win-win. Who would possibly oppose this? Maybe the auto industry?
I haven't talked to the auto industry about this. I don't know if this is something that they would fight or not.
They're busy fighting other things right now, which we talk about a lot here.
I think that one of the reasons that this has come out so strong is that this goes right to the heart of being a good consumer. I mean, in terms of being a green consumer, but also, I mean, look at product labeling. I mean, we're using product labeling for tests that are 30 years old. Would we tolerate this for prescription drug or food or medicine?
In fact, we're seeing a revolution.
Product labeling tests?
We're seeing
a
revolution in the food industry, too, with trans fat being, truthfully labeled. I'm afraid we're out of time, Chris. If consumers want to weigh in, what can they do quickly?
You can call your member of Congress and tell them that you want accurate information for shopping green and tell them that you support the Fuel Efficiency Truth in Advertising Act.
Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Chris Plauschen. He's the National Manager of Regulatory Affairs for AAA, discussing their new finding regarding the EPA's discrepancies with gas mileage. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Stay with us. More exciting interviews coming right up.